Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta des Trumais, Perik Beis Mishnah Vav, Determine Zeisei Shemen al Zeisei Chevesh. What's Zeisei Shemen and what's Zeisei Chevesh? Zeisei Shemen are olives that you squeeze them for oil. Zeisei Chevesh comes from the Lashon of Kavash. Kavash means to soak or to pickle. These are olives that people put them into wine and vinegar, and you're eventually going to eat it. Now, Zeisei Shemen are better than Zeisei Chevesh. So you can separate from Zeisei Shemen on Zeisei Chevesh. That's called Min HaYofa Alara. You're taking something which is better to fix something which is less. That you can do. But not the other way around. B'loi Zeisei Chevesh al Zeisei Shemen. You can't take the Zeisei Chevesh and say, this is going to be my truma on the Zeisei Shemen. That's called Min HaRa Ala Yofa. You're taking an inferior product and you're using it for truma for a better thing that you cannot do. Now wait a second. Didn't we learn before that zeisim that you plan on taking the oil out of is loy nigmar malachtoi, and you can't give truma from something that is loy nigmar malachtoi? So it must be, the mefarshim explained, we're talking about the Baalim don't intend to take the oil out of this. They intend to eat it. So it's nigmar malachtoi. So zeisei shemen really means this is an olive that if you would squeeze it out, you'd have geshmaka oil. Even though he plans on eating it, well, I say it's a geshmaka olive, even for eating. Zeisei Chevesh is an olive that if you would squeeze it out, it has not such geshmaka oil, or there's not that much oil. That's why he's just pickling it in the salad. So once again, you can take from the Zeisei Shemen on the Zeisei Chevesh, but not from the Zeisei Chevesh on the Zeisei Shemen. Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vayter, B'yayin She'enem Mevushal, you can take wine, which has not been cooked. Mevushal means cooked, Bishal is to cook. Yayin She'enem Mevushal, wine that was not cooked. Wine that was not cooked is considered better wine. Ala mevushal, and you can use that as truma on wine that has been cooked. Because again, you can take mina yafa lera. You can take something better and say it's truma for something which isn't as good. But v'loy mina mevushal, you can't take cooked wine and say this is truma al she'ena mevushal, a wine that's not cooked, because now you're taking something inferior to be truma for something that is better. Zach, well, this is the rule. Now the Mishnah tells us as follows. Zakla, kolshu, anything that would be with an isra of klayim bechaveir. If these two things were together, it would be klayim. Lo yitra mizel ze. You can't take truma one from the other. Afila min ayafa ala ra. Even if you're taking from something better on something which isn't as good. Only if it's the same mean can you say, okay, I'll take from something better on something that isn't as good. But if they're two separate things, it doesn't help that the truma that you're being mafresh is better. You can't take from one thing on something else. So here's the rule. If you would plant this together, it would be considered klayim. That means it's two separate things, you can't mix them. Then you can't take truma one from the other. If it wouldn't be klayim, sometimes you have different types of peiros. They're similar to each other. They're not considered klayim if you plant them together. If in regard to the halachis of klayim, they're considered one mean, so then we say, okay, terim in ayafa alero. Here you could take truma one from the other, but make sure you use the truma from the better one to fix the one that's not good. Avaloy min ara alayafa, not the other way around. What's not so good to fix what's better. Zak the Mishnah, v'im taram. If you take two things that are not klayim zebazeh, in other words, even though they look a little bit different, but because they wouldn't be klayim, technically it's considered one mean. And you separate min hara ala yafa, from what's not good and what's good, even though you were over on the words of the Chachamim, but bidi evad, you did it already. Truma say truma, the truma would be truma. Lamai says one mean. Yes, you're supposed to take from the better on the worse, but that's not ma'akev bidi evad. Even though he's over, or could be a lav min atayr, the Torah says, v'loi sisi yol chet barim chem eschel boi mimenu. You shouldn't have an aveira. You're supposed to take from the best. But Maisa, we still say, it's not ma'akev. Chutz, the exception is, says the Mishnah Vayter, min hazunim alachitim. Zunin is a kind of wheat which is like really bad. It's not the normal wheat. It's different. It's not good. It's really not good. And if you separate that as truma, alachitim, for wheat, here we say, even b'di'evet, the truma is not truma. Ay, it's one mean. And it's not klayim zebezeh. And the answer is, the fi she'enon Eichel, because these zunim, mamash, a person can't eat it. And memela, it's really not even mechuyev in trumasi maestras. So this is a min hara al hayofa, that's good b'diavad. This is min ha-potter al hachiyev, from something that's b'chlal potter, trumasi maestras. Trumasi maestras is only an edible food. And if you separate from potter and chiyev, then even b'diavad, it's not truma. Weiter zakt the Mishnah. Weiter zakt the Mishnah, v'ha-kishos, v'ha-melofafoin. Kishos is your regular cucumber. Hamalafafine is a different kind of cucumber. Kirby's. That's how some touch it. You know what Kirby's look like? They look a little different than the regular cucumbers. Minech, but they're considered one mean in regard to truma. So you want to take cucumbers and say this is your truma on the Kirby's? That's okay. Or you want to take Kirby's and say this is the cucumber on the truma? It's okay. Assuming that they're both, I guess, just as chashiv. If one is better, you have to take minayofa l'ra l'chadchila. Rabbi Huda says, shnei minim. No, they're considered two different types. And therefore, you can't take truma one from the other. Wait a second, but didn't you just tell me that if it's not klayim, then they're considered one mean? And Chanami says the Taisis Yamtiv. The Tanakam and Rabbi Huda Taka argue in Masechtas Klayim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis, if you remember, about regular cucumbers and Kirby cucumbers, whether they can be planted together or not. Rabbi Huda says they can't. And because Rabbi Huda holds their klayim zebezeh, so therefore they're considered shnei minim, and you can't take off truma one from the other. Okay, so chazring over our Mishnah, or Mishnah Vav, you can separate oil olives that have a lot of oil, very geschmack, as truma for the pickling olives, the olives you put into some kind of a jar with vinegar and so on. We explained that in both cases, he doesn't intend to actually squeeze it out for oil, then it would be loy nigam remalachtai. So even though he doesn't plan on squeezing it out for oil, amaisa the zeisei shemen are better than the zeisei chevesh. That's why you can take from zeisei shemen to fix the zeisei chevesh, but not the other way around. You can take yayin she'ena mevushel, wine which is not cooked, which is considered a better wine, and you can use that as truma for cooked wine, not the other way around. And basically, the Torah asur klayim, forbidden mixtures. Two different types of plants can't be planted together. So here's the rule. If it would be considered klayim, they're considered tuminim, and you can't take truma one from another. Even if you're taking from the better on the worst, even from the better on the worst, it has to be the same mean. If it's not considered klayim, even though they look a little bit different, but you're allowed to plant them one next to the other, then they're considered one mean. And here we say, well, as long as you're being tarim in a yofa l'ra, from the better one to the worst one, it's okay. What happens with the avid if someone takes some dura la yofa? Let's say he uses the cooked wine to be truma for the regular wine. So b'diavad, the truma is a good truma. However, from zunim achitim, zunim is a very inferior kind of wheat. Actually, they use it for bird seeds. People won't eat it. You can't eat it. So even though technically it's not klayim, they're both a kind of wheat. But here you can't separate truma one for the other. Because here it isn't just min hara la yafa or min hayafa la ra. It's not ra, it's potter. If it's not food, it's totally potter. So if you separate min hara la yafa b'diavad, it's good. If you separate from something which isn't chayiv and truma simaisers, that's min abtara l'chiyiv. That's not truma at all. Then the Mishnah told us about kishos and melafafain, two different types of cucumbers, regular cucumbers, sometimes kirby. Rabbi Huda says they're considered shnei minim, and that's because in klayim, Rabbi Huda also holds they're considered shnei minim, and they cannot be planted together.